A security and conflict resolution expert, Emmanuel Bombandi, has given the Ghana Police Service thumbs up for their professionalism in the discharge of their duties. This, he said, has helped to reduce the level of crime in the country. Mr. Bombandi also called on the public to complement the efforts of the police by giving information that will assist them to arrest criminals in the hideout.
I want to use two indicators to appreciate the role of our police service in Ghana today. One is the increasing organized level of crime in the West African region, which obviously has a lot to do with us as a country, since we are not an island in West Africa. And this organized wider context has a lot to do with issues that even border on violent extremism. So you look at that as one indicator. And the second indicator is our growing urbanization and expansion, particularly when you begin to look at our metropolis and you look at our urban centers, there is more activity, more movement. Against this background, there is no question that the police must always step up and rise up to meet all these challenges that continue to increase year in and year out. And there is no question that if you look at the performance of the police, they have stood up and we must appreciate them. But let me quickly add that they did not just do this in the festive season to earn this appreciation. It is because going back 2 years, the whole idea about visibility and their presence gradually and incrementally has allowed them to be able to fight crime better, to be able to be more assertive. And let us not pretend that there are no challenges and there have been no incidences of crime. But let's look at it from the level in which they are responding and mitigating these challenges in ways that has earned them the public support. And I think this is what they must continue to do. And for those of us who advocate, they need to continuously be more resourced, more motivated, because at the end of the day, anything that we want to achieve, especially that we have crossed into the new year, is dependent on our security, our safety, our peace as a nation, our stability as a nation. Before then, we can talk about economic growth, well-being, and the rest of it.
What will you tell the police how they will position themselves to maybe further reduce the crime rate in the country?
They should continue to work hard to remove all the elements within the police service that behave and speak negatively of the police service itself. You cannot remove bad elements from the police service if you do not improve your qualitative processes of recruitment. So in other words, each time that they want to recruit, they should be very rigorous in how they investigate the background of any woman or man they want to recruit. Because the police must always also serve to be the role model of society. And to the extent that you have a few elements who provide a bad example, it becomes very difficult for the police to fight crime. And so any effort that they will do, anything that they will do to demonstrate to the public that they are very serious about removing bad elements, for me, would be one step. And the second one, obviously, is to continue to improve upon their professionalism. They should be seen to truly be a Ghana police service in which they integrate in all their work, how they are respecting the human rights of Ghanaians, how they are bringing people, in some cases, to help them talk about problems in order that they can mitigate situations of insecurity, and how they earn the trust of the public, so that the public can be the eyes and the ears of the police to be very confident in reporting suspicions and movements of people who are likely to disrupt the peace, so that the police then can also be preventive in fighting crime and not reactive when the crime has already been committed. If they are able to put all these three elements in 2015, I think they will continue to excel and we'll all continue to always appreciate them. And I think I cannot end without saying that for every Ghanaian, listening to your program, when you see a policewoman, when you see a police officer on the road or anywhere, when we are sleeping and they are outside on the streets trying to make sure that we are safe, respect them. Let them know that we appreciate them and we want them to continue to excel. And if we do this, we motivate them more than ever before to be the type of police we want.
On the line is the director in charge of the Ghana Police Service, DCOP, Ampa Bini, to tell us the number of criminal cases recorded during the Yuletide. Sir, you're welcome to Radio Gala.
Thank you. Director General.
Director General. We are sorry about that, sir. You must be a happy man. I'm sure you've heard of the thumbs up that the security and conflict resolution expert Emmanuel Bombande has given the police. He claims that your professionalism has contributed in reducing the number of crime cases in the country.
That is correct. I was listening to him and it's a thumb up for us. He's made certain revelations, and also I heard about the suggestions that we should improve on our intake and ensure that we bring a qualitative personnel inside. Currently, the recent enlistment that we did, if you were with us, we subjected them to criminal investigations. We took their fingerprints to ensure that they are not involved in previous crimes. So we are doing our best within the constraint to ensure that the best are enlisted. Like we're saying, this unit at the Christmas period, crime rate is very, very low. In Accra, that's Accra region, we recorded 0 robbery. Murder, we recorded only 1, no defilement and no rape. Altogether, we recorded 10 robberies. In Accra, we recorded 0. Water region, we recorded 0. Northern, Upper East, Upper West, 0, 0, 0. So only in Ashanti region and Bongafu, Western region, in which we recorded some robberies, all totaling about 10 for the whole country. I think as compared to previous years, the crime rate is very, very low.
Right. There's a feather in the cap. There's no doubt about that. But then, what level of cooperation did you receive from the public during the Yuletide in achieving this huge success?
Yeah, currently, we've been receiving individual tip off from the public, but our main source of victory has been with our visibility strategy that we have adopted. You know, we are now adopting a paradigm shift from the previous years. We now want to undertake the prevention aspect. We don't want to sit down for the crime to be committed before we chase after the criminals. We want to prevent crime at all. And from the way and manner we started in 2014, if you continue in that step, I want to assure you, by the time we reach 2016, crime rate will be very, very, very low. It will be very difficult. People will find it very difficult to commit crime. It will be more difficult to commit because our people will be there, visibility patrols are there, and the fear of crime will be instilled into a lot of people. So I feel personally that we are on the right track. And with the introduction of the Palogo school, training school, public safety school, and then the introduction of the staff college at Winneba, all aimed at making our men more professional. I believe that Ghana Police Service, we are making headway.
It's a DCOP, Pabin. Now, we are in 2015. Now, what message do you have for the public? We have a miscreants within the Ghana Police Service. We have officers who extort money from drivers, other officers who engage in activities that drag the name of the Ghana Police Service into disrepute. What message do you have for such officers?
Yeah, that is very, very bad. But before I touch on, I want to touch on the motor traffic, if you allow me.
We are listening, sir.
Motor traffic. Last year, within the same period, we recorded, throughout the country, recorded 226. We recorded 256 motor accidents. And the same period this year, we recorded 117. that's also improvement in the system. We lost 222 people last year. This year, 110. So there's also been a very remarkable improvement in the controls. We owe it to our people who are ever present on the road, everywhere, on the highways, wherever you find yourself, see policemen. Traffic was also reduced considerably. If you go to Kasua, this year we recorded no traffic jam. Sphinx Road, Madina, and other places which were known as traffic-prone areas, all the roads were cleared. Anyway, in the central business district of Accra, you can bear with me. So I am sure the public that we have done well and we will continue. We will not be influenced by the fact that we have done well and then we will recoil into our shelves. We shall not do that. We will strive more for professionalism and do our best to ensure that as people have started calling us number one, they will continue.
Right. Radisopi, let's jump quickly to my last question. Miscreants within the service, officers who extort money from drivers in the full glare of the public. I lack the adjective to describe them, but officers whose activities drag the image of the Ghana Police Service into disrepute.
It's very bad. It is unprofessional. People should refrain from giving money to officers. They should challenge the officers who don't have their numbers, who don't have their names on their uniform, their numbers on their uniform. They should challenge them and bring them to book. Our men, our officers too are in town. We are going from point to point, monitoring them. People are with secret cameras, capturing them. All this, after the unit, we will sit down and make all this public to the people. We will make it public for the people to know exactly the actions that we are taking. Some of them will face trials. Some of them, we don't know that we have captured them on the camera. All these things we are doing. And then, since we will continue to sort them out and we will inform them, we take that action against them. We don't encourage it at all. That is why last year, the Inspector General of Police and the Police Administration, we took it upon ourselves to rule on the affirmation of public confidence in the police. We have taken the battle to the people. We are telling the people that we are not going to take bribe again. We will not be corrupt again. So people should not corrupt. The problem now is with the citizens. The problem now is with the people. This is what wants you to give money. Why do you want to give money to the police? Don't do it.
Yeah, DCOP, you are right.
They can't take you to court because you refuse to give money.
DCOP, you are right. But a quick one on that. You know the illiteracy rate in the system. At times you challenge the police and they can, on a flimsy reason, tell you, for instance, that your seat belt is even dirty. So we have arrested
him. Challenge him in court. Be prepared to go to court. Be prepared if you think that he's cheating you. Bring his name to me. Take his number. Don't give him money. Call me. We have made call 18555 or call 191. And then let us know where you are. We will come there. That policeman will cease to be a policeman from that very moment.
Right.
You don't keep this on the shelf that I've given money, then you complain. No, you are not helping us. Each and every citizen of this country should help us. Any policeman who wants to take one city from you, notify us. Spend time.
Right.
Don't spend time to improve upon the city in the country.
DCP, I know how passionate you are when it comes to issues like this. We want to thank you very much for talking to us. That was the Director General Public Affairs of the Police Service, DCOP Ampabeni.